Hello and welcome back to the Existential Hole with that hopefully was a dog. I'm gonna hope that's a dog and not a wolf. But welcome back to the Existential Hole with your host, Fish. Today we are in Phoenix, Arizona, in our rental apartment. I'm getting afraid. Because I can't go inside and record in there because my parents are in there. But I guess this isn't really much of an apartment. It's like, I don't know what this place is. It's a resort. We got like a cheap deal. And so we're at a resort. I'm not wide enough for this, but it's okay. What the hell? If I get killed, you know, I'm okay with that. I'm honestly okay with death at this point. But anyways, I'm getting seriously off track. So we are here in Phoenix, Arizona, drinking, what the hell? It's like a whole dog fight. Hold on. It has seized. I don't know what it was, but I asked my dad if there's, like, wolves and stuff out here, and he said there is. But we're, like, two stories up, so it's fine. It's fine. It's fine. So, what am I doing? Oh, yeah. Okay, so I am drinking peach something. Not too sure. I bought it at Fry's, but it's really good. It's really, really good. We're living it up here, you know? It's really dark outside, and it's kind of cold, but it's fine because I'm in my drug rug. So, we are in Phoenix drinking peach beverage stuff. Also, I'm dying. So, this week, on Friday, I have been so many places this past week. California is, oh god, I love California so much. And now we're in Arizona. We're going to visit my grandma in her nursery home. That's what it's called, right? Nursing home? Nursery. I don't know. But the old lady places. And old men. Not going to discriminate. And I've been so many places this week. Like, let's see. We've been to Los Angeles, San Diego, Hollywood, Coachella, Indio, Palm Springs, Phoenix. What else? I know we've been to more places, I just don't remember, but that's already seven that I can name. Is that voices? I think I hear voices. But I've been so many places this past week, and it's really great. And there's like these moments when I'm in these places where I'll like smell something or I'll like see something that reminds me of a specific person, and it's like for that split second I'm with that person, and like that's it's great in that moment, but then the moment afterwards when I come down from that, I guess you could call it a high, it's like crashing and it's not really good. And I mean, it's fun. Hollywood has been fun. Not gonna lie. But kinda wish I was back home. I mean, don't get me wrong, Oklahoma sucks, but California's pretty great. And Arizona, I love Arizona, but I don't know. Like I said before, it's like, whether I like to admit it or not, I have a home there. Even though Oklahoma sucks. I can't stress that enough. But Hollywood. There's like so many people in Hollywood. Because we went like on Hollywood Boulevard where there's like the stars and stuff. I'm going through the pictures right now. There's like, we went to Los Angeles that day. Like in the like beginning of the day. Like 2-ish to go talk to like the consulate or whatever. To like get our stuff on a ship so we can like leave. And after that, we went to Hollywood Boulevard, like, with the stars and everything, and I saw Shrek's star, which is pretty great, because Shrek is legendary. Shrek is a god, lowercase g, of course, but, it was really pretty, and there were a lot of people there, and it was really fun while I wasn't having a breakdown because of my father, because he's him, and there was, like, I remember there was, like, this group of guys that were, like, there's like all these places like on the street, and then there's like a little dip where it's like almost not a cul-de-sac, but like a microscopic cul-de-sac kind of ish. I don't know how, but, like, there's, like, a space, right? And there were these guys, like, breakdancing. And, like, they just looked so happy with themselves. And, like, would I call that freedom? I don't know what I would call that. But, like, it was, like, going wild and crazy. Part of the existential whole. Those moments of self-release. Like, where you can be yourself. Like, not so much yourself. Because, honestly, what even is yourself? To me, it's scary that you're different to every single person. Like, I'm different to my mom than I am to my best friend. I'm different to my brother than I am to my sister. And that's terrifying to me. Because if there's so many versions of you, how do you know what really is you? Because even when I'm with myself, I'm not usually talking like I am on this podcast, but I'm not usually... I do talk to myself, I'm not gonna lie, but it's... Where was I going with this? Right, okay, so it's scary. It's scary, but those moments of self-release are really important, even if you don't really know who you are. Which is fine, because, you know, the average lifespan is, like, what, 80? If you're lucky, 100. Well, would I call that lucky? Depends on your point of view on life. I wouldn't call it lucky, for myself anyways. But, I mean, you have a whole lifetime to figure it out. Who you want to be, what role you want to play in society. But, I mean, freedom, going wild and crazy is really important. Because otherwise you're just going to be so uptight your entire life. And that really sucks. That really sucks. I couldn't imagine it. So I tend to have those moments of self-release a lot. I try to, anyways. I was in Hollywood. I saw a sunset. Like, you see a sunset, like, every day. You might not stop and enjoy it, but you still see it, right? What is that? I swear, there's so many sounds here. I don't like it. I don't like being so close to people. But, like, on my... There's my uncle. Don't lock me out! What? My bread is done? Alrighty. I'm back, and better than ever, because now I have garlic bread with mozzarella cheese and my peach beverage. Anyways, I posted on my spam account about this, actually. Like, the sunsets. Like, I mean, a sunset is a sunset. You don't look at a sunset, and I read this somewhere. I don't remember where, but I read it. It was like, you don't look at a sunset and say, soften the orange bit, the orange a bit on the right. Because it's a sunset. It's just pure beauty, and you watch it unfold. It's not something that you can control, and it's not something you wish to control either. Because, well, it's a sunset. And I mean, don't get me wrong, the sunsets in California are still beautiful. It's just the Oklahoma sunsets. Like, to me, sunsets are a form of art, and it's more like free-form art. Like, you can't control it, like I said. It's untamed. It's wild. And sunsets are the most incredible pieces of art I've ever experienced. And hopefully, I continue to experience different forms of art. But Oklahoma sunsets are the most incredible ones. And the sunsets in California, they don't last very long, which is really disappointing. Like, most things in California don't last long, except the traffic. The traffic seems to last forever. But things, they don't last very long. And I think I'm okay with that. Because the sun is still gonna rise tomorrow, and it's still gonna set tomorrow. Like, because, you know, no matter what, the sun's gonna be there. Unless, of course, it randomly explodes one day, but we won't really be able to experience that because we'll die. But it'll still be there. Well, we can count on it. Anyways, I also saw some flowers. Like, nice flowers, too. Like, it wasn't, like, you know, like, dandelions. Which people consider dandelions, what are they called? Like, weeds? Not, like, marijuana, but, like, weeds, you know? That are, like, annoying. And I don't think dandelions are weird. Weed. Not weed. Oh, whoa, I can't speak English. But I don't think they're considered weeds because I am allergic to flowers. But I still love them because I think it's worth it. But... So, I saw some flowers, right? And then that same night, went home. Was it that same night? No, it was not that same night. It was last night. Last night we had run out of soap. So I go up to my cousin and I'm like, yo, you have some soap, bro? And she's like, yeah, bro. So she comes back with like this bar of soap, but it's not a bar of soap. It's like, it was like carved as a flower, which I'm making really weird hand motions right now, but you can't see me, which is good because the thing I like about podcasts is you can't see my face. The thing I don't like about podcasts is when I'm editing, I have to listen to my voice, which I can't stand. But anyways, the soap, it was like carved like a flower, and it was like, it was really pretty. Like, I honestly didn't want to use it because it was so pretty. I didn't want to like ruin it, right? But you know, I had to clean myself. So it was all organic too. Of like lavender, because it was like a lavender color and had honey and like all these really nice organic things, and I'm really into that stuff. Like self-care, like beauty self-care to me is like really important. I try to take care of my skin. Right now my face is breaking out because of stress, but I try my best not to touch my face, and I try my best to like, if something has more than like 7 chemicals per se, that's very little chemicals, but still, you know, if it has a lot of chemicals, which is like sort of like a judgment call for me, I won't use it because I like organic stuff a lot, which I mean, I don't know. I'm not going to go into that, but self-care, man, like beauty. There was this other quote that I read. Hold on. Let me find it in my camera roll. So this quote, right? It was like about beauty, and it says, you are either as beautiful or as ugly as you believe you are. You define your beauty. That's not a power anyone can have over you. And like, oh my god, that is so freaking true. Like, if you're not, I mean, I guess I'm not, what was I saying? Right, it's so true. Because you define your beauty. You can't expect, I mean, you can, but, like, it's gonna bring you down. Because no matter what, society is never gonna think you're enough. You might be, like, freaking Kylie Jenner or something. But, like, she's, don't get me wrong, I love Kylie. But plastic surgery. Like, that's the main reason that the Kardashians are pretty. I mean, sure, they were pretty naturally before, but, like, everybody's pretty. Everybody's beautiful. Like, you don't have to be, like, slim thick or, like, freaking, like, hourglass frame or whatever to look pretty. I believe that everybody is beautiful on the outside. And I believe everybody has some good on the inside left in them. I believe everybody has good in them. But, you know, if you have a bad personality, then that just makes you bad in general. But I believe everybody has good in them, and everyone has the ability to change. And some people are transphobic, which is like, change. People are afraid of change. And I find that kind of weird, but, you know, who am I to judge? But beauty is something, like it says, that's not a power anyone can have over you. You are in control of your own opinion. You are in control of your own thoughts and what you think of yourself. And I think that it's important to, like, start each day with telling yourself of how great you are, and telling yourself that you are beautiful, telling yourself that you are worth it, that you are enough, because the truth is you are. You really are enough. You really are worth it, because the odds that you would be here is, like, one in, like, a trillion. And I think that's pretty crazy. Like, how did I get from self-care to, like, existence? This whole podcast is a mess. So, yeah, enjoy. But, I think crying is also self-care. Crying is extremely important to me. Like, I don't like people seeing me cry. Like, that's just, like, a natural thing for most people. But I just don't like having people see me cry. I'm not good with English, it's my second language, but I don't like it. Most people don't, but it's extremely important because it's sort of like, again, that self-release. That can be a form of that self-release, and I just think it's really important, and I believe everyone should cry. And I think, okay, the stereotypical thing that guys shouldn't cry or that guys can't have feelings is, like, so freaking stupid to me. I don't like stereotypes, but it's fine because we are society. We made it this way, whether we want to admit it or not. But, like I was saying, beauty. It's important to wake up every morning and tell yourself that you are enough because you are. I also believe that everyone should just take one day out of the week, or, like, every, like, bi-weekly, even. Just, like, focus on yourself for one day. Like, please, just focus on yourself, because you are extremely, extremely important. I couldn't stress that enough. Because you are not accidental. The world needs you. Without you, something would be missing in existence, and nobody can replace that, because you are irreplaceable. Nobody can replace you. Because without you, maybe your pet would have gone to, like, a meth head. Or maybe your parents would be, like, not together or, like, depressed or something. I think everyone's depressed at some point. But anyways, like I was saying, you're really important. No matter who you are extremely, extremely important. And I think everybody just needs to realize that no matter who you are, you're important. And I think people, humans, are a form of art, like sunsets. I don't think we should look at a person and say they could lose weight, they could change their hair color and they'd be pretty. Maybe if she wasn't so weird, I'd date her. Maybe if he wasn't so loud, I'd date him. Like, no, just let people be who they want to be. If they're not hurting anybody, I don't see a problem. You don't look at a sunset and say, soften the orange a bit on the right. You don't look at a person and say, they need to lose some weight on their arms. They have chicken arms. That is so messed up to do. Because humans are naturally wild. I believe that humans, their bodies are a temple, and they're not meant to be tamed. I believe everyone should be able to do what they want with their bodies, whether it's, like, tons and tons of tattoos and piercings, or not ever getting your ears pierced, or anything like that. I believe everyone has a right to their own opinion. Everybody owns their own body. You don't own anybody but yourself. I think it's important that people realize that. But, I mean, you know, I'm just a kid. What do I know? Right? But you are important. So, I believe that self-care, sunsets, and art, and moments of self-release are extremely important in the existential whole. Because there's a difference between existing and living. And I don't want to just exist. I want to go wild and crazy and live my life however I want to live my life. But for now, I'm just going to eat my garlic bread and drink my peach beverage and take some Advil because I have a migraine. So, thanks for listening. I'll catch you later.